looks at Geelong for us. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nards.
Look, Showery soft six, the rating, eight races. What did you think of the meeting?
It's a good meeting. The important thing to note is last Friday we had a meeting here at Geelong, and it was similar track condition, and they were getting very wide. After the first few races, you didn't want to go anywhere near the rails. Now, it might be completely different today because last week the rail was out 9 metres. Today it goes back into the true position. So particularly early in the afternoon, I think we're not going to worry too much about whether they're over on the inside.
Let's have a look at the first, A Staying Maiden. Take out number six, number one, Bianco Nuovo at 5.50, six for Mizuro. You've got Wooftone at $1.85 and Zaid, who's at 3.60. Well, he was balloted from the South Australian Derby, Wooftone, and it's hard to believe he's still a maiden, but here he is and he's odds on.
Yeah, he's had nine goes. He's run 2 seconds and two thirds, ran very, very well in the St. Ledger, and naturally Connections wanted to run him in the South Australian Derby, couldn't get a run. So he drops back to a 2,200-metre maiden at Geelong. He's been OK on soft ground in the past. He's been placed in two of his three runs. You would think he'd win, but it all depends whether you want to start the day off or taking the odds on about a maiden in a 2,200-metre race. You've got to tip him on top. I put number nine, Zaid, in for second. This filly looks as though it'll stick on pretty well. It's by Tavistock, and it's in the Darren Weir stable, so you think it would start to show improvement now after five runs, and then five and one. Eight from nine, five and one.
Eight from nine, 5-1 in the first. We go to race two. This is a maiden over 1,200. Take out the two. We got number one, Out of Anar is at 6.50, 9 for Dodge the Hounds. Galapagos is at 6.50, down to Celebrum at $3.20. Actually, that's Cerebellum. And then we go down to 4.60, Lose Yourself, and Olina is a $4 chance.
Yeah, Cerebellum, I think this might be a pretty handy filly. Been taken along very quietly by Trent Busserton and Natalie Young. It's only having its sixth start today. Showed ability in its early races. It ran a placing at Seymour when it was first up in August. It settled about midfield, only got beaten three quarters of a length. And then they were keen to get it over more ground. This filly by Fastnet Rock out of a very good mare in Dislargo. And she finished up. She had a run in a 2,000-metre maiden at Benalla. Disappointed and went out for a spell. Did trial up nicely the other day at Cranbourne. Was given a very easy time. I think she might be a pretty good filly in the making. So I've made her the top pick. Ahead of number nine, Lose Yourself. It showed a big improvement at its second start when it tried very hard and almost gunned down the all-the-way winner there. Put it in for second. And then number 10, Olina. It showed ability when it ran second in the barrier trial at Cranbourne. Early this month, that was on the synthetic track, and maybe number four, the first starter from the Cummings camp, is well worth watching the market moves. But seven on top, seven from nine, 10 and 4.
Seven from nine, 10 and 4. We look at race three now, a three-year-old maiden over 1,100. Two equal favourites here. Look, we head down to one of those in five, Low-Level Flying, who's at 3.40. Order of Command, 3.40. Seven for Non Paia. Poppy Mays at $7 and $8 for Testa Tin.
Yeah, five and six definitely look the two to beat. The thing worth noting is both of them have no speed at all. Both of them will drop right out. They both finish very strongly in the home straight, so luck in running is going to be a big factor here. I think Low-Level Flying probably will settle in front of the other bloke, Order of Command, although they don't, I repeat, they don't have a great deal of speed, these two. But Low-Level Flying just might get the softer run, and Order of Command will have to work his way away from barrier one. So I've gone five from six, next best maybe eight and nine. Five, six, eight and nine.
Five from six, eight and nine. Race four, maiden over 1,100. Take out 3 and 12. Number one, Cass Village at 3.40. Lonberg, 8.50. Mossaba is at 4.80. Rockaroo, 8.50. Steamboat Sally at 2.80 favourite.
Yeah, Steamboat Sally, I've made her the top pick. did run third in a Randwick Barrier Trial recently. You just look at a Schnitzel filly out of a Group 2 winner in the Peter and Paul Snowden stable, and you look at the opposition and you say, well, I've got to tip this. I don't know if she's much good. She looked all right in the trial. The market will be a good guide. If there's good money for it, then it wins. 10 from 1, 6 and 2.
So we go 10 from 1, 6 and 2. Race 5 is the opening leg of the quaddie. Now here we've got the 3 Evolutionist at 360. A Sunday's Lovin' at $9 for Manjar, Ocean Magic at $4, and then you've got No Reward, who's at $8.50.
Yeah, Evolution will get back. That's its racing style. Won at Maiden here 2 starts ago. It came from a long way back, but finished off very strongly. Then at Echuca the other day, again, it was second last at the 800 metres. Ran on very strongly and only got beaten 3/4 of a length. This is a pretty weak field. Long run home will suit. I've got it on top, but not a great deal of confidence. I'll go 3 from 4, 7 and 10.
So 3 from 4, 7 and 10. The 6th event's over 1,300 for fillies and mares. Now, you can take out 3 and 4. Number 1, Demanchi at 650. Songs of Ireland at 650. 5 for Conwoman. Lady Louise, 850. Thanks, Buddy, at 750. Kaiken is at 440, perhaps at $4.60.
Yeah, I like Kaiken. It was slowly away last start, and it did a terrific job to get up and run second here in a race over this, very close to this distance. But a clean getaway today, it's going to be very hard to beat. They've taken the blinkers off this filly and put winkers on for the first time. Maybe the blinkers were, as they often do, can cause a horse to miss the start. So they've taken the blinkers off, put winkers on. Form has been very consistent. When it jumps cleanly, it can take up a position. So I've got it on top. Perhaps has had the 2 runs back from a spell. Was excellent first up, running second at Pakenham. Got easily beaten, but it was a good first up effort. And then not far away at Kilmore the other day and didn't have a great deal of luck. 9 from 10. We then go up to number 8. Thanks, Buddy. It was a handy first-up run. We'll keep on improving. And number 1, Demarchi. 9 from 10, 8 and 1.
9 from 2, 8, 1. We go to race 7. This is over 1,700. Take out the 3, along with number 4. And the others are all running. We've got number 2, Buona Velos at 5. $6 for Truly High. Found Out 3.20, I Heart Poppies at $5.50, Menegatti at $7.50.
Yeah, very keen on number 9, Found Out here. Gee, it's a consistent galloper. This 3-year-old never runs a bad race. And important to note, they only had the 1 run on a soft track, and by far it was the best performance of its career. It won a maiden at Ballarat. It just raced right on the pace all the way and then cleared out in the straight and won very, very easily. And that was its only start on a soft track. After winning that maiden, it went to Caulfield and ran third in a benchmark 70 behind Angeluka and Red Shoe. Then went to Flemington and ran fourth behind Cavaliero. It's terrific form. That was around the start of the year. Had a little break, came back, good first up, third at Cranbourne, only beaten 3/4 of a length, and then out of its depth at Flemington last start, dropping back in class today. It's going to be very, very hard to beat the 9. I made it the best of the day to beat number 8, Truly High. It was a solid first up win at Warrnambool, one of Darren Weir's many winners at the carnival. Won narrowly, but it won okay. It's a chance again. Then we go to number 10. I Heart Poppy, and then number 2, Buona Velos. 9 from 8, 10 and 2.
So we go 9 from 8, 10 and 2. We go to race 8 over 1,300, take out the 4. Here we've got number 6, Pickle Hoob at 3.10, 8.50 for Tristano, $6 for Red Shoes, $4.20 for Miss Adequate, and Freddie Max at 7.
Yeah, I like Pickle Hoob and Red Shoes. Both of them have shown a real liking for soft ground in the past, so I think they're both suited here with the soft 6 and perhaps showers during the day. So I've gone with the 9 Red Shoe, the 4-year-old, to beat the 3-year-old Pickle Horb. We then go down to number 11, Miss Adequate. She has won on a soft track, but her last run on a soft track was very disappointing. So she's got a first-up chance, but I worry about her if the track gets any worse than soft six. Then maybe the next best, number 12, Freddie Mac, back from a spell. But mostly 9, 6, 11, next best 12.
Okay, so we go 9, 6, 11, and then 12. What about a best Ruffy Quaddy and also Player of the Day?
I think the best is, there's a couple of really shorties. Race 1, number 8, I think it'll be winning, but I couldn't take the $1.80 that it's likely to finish up. I've made the best race 7, number 9, Found Out. I think the 320 is about its right price. Might be a ticker over. I would have thought it was about a $2.90, $3 job in that in this field. My value is in the last race 8, number 9, Red Shoes, back from a spell. Race is well fresh, does handle the soft. Play of the day. I would go race 1, number 8, all up, race 7, number 9. I'd wouldn't mind to backing Wolf Tone in an all-up, but I don't want to be backing him straight out at the odds on. I'd always worry about going broke in the first race if you're late.
It can be a long day if you do.
Long, long day if you lay the odds on in the first and it gets beaten. And for the quaddy today, I think the first leg 3-4-7-10, second leg 8-9-10, the third leg 8-9-10, and the last leg 6-9-11.
Good on you, Ray. Let's hope it can win the first for you.
Exactly. Thanks, Dad.
There is Ray Huxley having a look at the Geelong meeting today. It's now 7.